Monday, the 17th of November, 2025. And this is the final, last podcast for BizNews Premium members. All will be explained. Don't panic. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing that untoward is going to happen. But it's a very, very big day for us. And what I mean by that is that after 18 months of traveling around the world, having a look at different systems, and 11 years of support from you, our BizNews Premium member, we are now finally on the cusp of launching a metered paywall. What's been happening is the premium members, the club members, have been supporting the BizNews mission, and many others have been coming in and actually having, well, I won't say a free ride, but they have free access to much of the content. And the consequence of that was that we put our expensive content behind a paywall so that those who weren't paying for it wouldn't be able to access it. But in that way, you are really self-defeating, because we need to get all of our content to all of our community members, but just to let them realize that they also need to dip their hands into their pockets to support the new media model as it now exists. The olden days of having advertising support the editorial, and as a result, you could consume everything in the newspaper for free, was based on a model where there were a limited number of ways to market for advertisers. A little bit like, if you can imagine, a toll road between Johannesburg and Durban. You're quite happy to go along that toll road because the alternative is the public roads, which have got potholes, which are windy, which take you longer to get there. So you don't mind paying for the use. And that is what happened with advertisers in the past. But if you can imagine what's happened with the media industry since the introduction of the internet 25 years ago, it has become a multitude, an infinite number of toll roads. Anybody can start today and produce a publishing operation, and many of those that you know have done so. Rob Herzog has got his own operation now called The Truth Report, I think it is, and Franz Cronier has got his operation as well. Sarka Licha have put together their own media operation. The DA is doing podcasts every day or so, and have got quite a big team, and many of these people are going into market and, of course, are attracting the eyeballs that would previously have gone only to those toll roads that existed in the past. So what this does is it makes things very challenging for anyone in the publishing field. But primarily, you have to produce good enough content that people are prepared to pay for, because advertisers have an infinite choice. And advertisers also, when you've got an infinite choice of an infinite supply, well, you don't pay what you would pay if you were in a toll road. In fact, it's impossible to have a toll road, excepting in unbelievable or exceptional circumstances. I hope you understand all of that. And what that really says is that we at BizNews have gone for a focused approach towards the thoughtful patriot. We will serve our community. We will serve our tribe. We will pay top dollar for the best content that we can possibly get. R.W. Johnson, The Economist, The Financial Times of London, John Mattison, and others of that ilk. And we will then put together that with a package that members love, which includes the webinar that we have every month, and lots of other things that are in the offing. And in that way, build the tribe. The tribe says, we're quite happy to pay you R4 a day for it. Literally, that's what it costs, 120 rand a month, R4 a day. because we get much more than R4's worth of value out of it. Some people, I'm sure, are going to say, well, we can't see where R4's value is attributed through BizNews, and so actually we will go and find our information elsewhere. That's fine. That's the only way, however, that you can have a sustainable model here. And the only way that we can now move to the next level in the sustainability of our business model is because of our premium members. And that's why I want to say thank you very much. This evening, I'm going to be writing to the broader BizNews community to explain to them that every single article on the BizNews website will in future be accessible to all, excepting only five per month for those who are not club members or what we call premium members. So you as a premium member, you get it all. You've got the lot, and we're going to be adding a lot of value as well. Those who are not used to paying for content can either read five articles and then say goodbye to us for the rest of the month, or they can break down and make a contribution to our cause. And our cause is a rational perspective for South Africa. So it's quite a day for us, quite a big day for us, and we will be making that change this afternoon. Moving on to the other big thing, tonight at 7:30 is the very first BizNews briefing for the public market. We have been engaging for some time with ENCA. We, in fact, had a little run at it for a week. Didn't work out the way that we were hoping. And so we went back to the drawing board, and we will now be producing a Monday to Thursday 13-minute BizNews briefing for ENCA at prime time. It'll be broadcast at 7:30 in the evening. So you can pick it up later from us at 8 o'clock that night, or you can pick up the briefing or the interview on which the briefing is based. So the full interview, what we call the director's cut, that'll be available at 8:30 in the evenings. But the prime time first hit is with the BizNews briefing. It's a partnership that we have with ENCA, and that will be up at 7:30 on ENCA, which is South Africa's premier news channel, and certainly the massively dominant channel when it comes to the market that we serve. The thoughtful patriots, LSM 8 to 10 people who run their own businesses, thought leaders, you, in essence. I don't have to tell you who you are. You know who you are. So that's the story. So there's a double move for us today. We introduce our metered paywall, where those who are not premium members are entitled to five articles a month. They will not be entitled to participate in our webinars. That's only for the remit of premium members like you. But I hope that you can see the sense in all of this, and I hope that you give yourself a pat on the back with our very deep and heartfelt thanks for making this possible, for making today possible, both the fact that we have been able to look around the world and find the technology that we can afford to implement the metered paywall, and that we have been able to partner with a establishment channel like ENCA, because they can see that with BizNews, we don't have a dog in any fight. What we're about is providing truth, providing both sides to the story, and for the most part, covering those areas that, well, the vested interests and the establishment is not really that keen to expose. I often tell my colleagues that we operate in the court of public opinion. It's a little bit like the court of law, excepting here in the court of public opinion, the prosecutors are people in independent media companies like BizNews. They are fighting for those upon whom the vested interests would prey, and the other side of the court, those who are defending the status quo, are well-resourced, funded by those actors who have a vested interest in particular outcomes. It is a replica of what you see in the court of law, and we hope that we will be able to continue to serve you and to serve your interests in the court of opinion, public opinion, for decades into the future. Today sees another step in that direction, and I thank you for making it possible. Until tomorrow, cheerio.